That area, though, is so cool. Like, the swimming was fun. We ended up going downtown. We saw the London Bridge, which is fun. Yep. That's actually from London.
Yep. They gave it. If you don't know the story, yeah, there was some business guy in from Lake Havasu purchased the old London Bridge. So they disassembled it brick by brick. He had it shipped here, and then they reassembled the whole thing.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, But Not Lost.
With Tony,
Kristen,
Kylie, and Lexi.
Join us on this RV full-time living journey.
Across the beautiful United States.
Where the fair was. Welcome to episode 114.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
After a little break.
We missed one last week. Oops.
And I think the week before that.
No.
The week before that was a different one.
Yeah, we did one the week before that, which was actually a good podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, it was with our friends, the Mad Nomads. So make sure you check that one out. That was a really good episode. And then the one before that, we did like a get to know us outside of the podcast. So that was thefeolas.com/112. And then last week was thefeolas.com/113. And then today's episode will be 114, or thefeolas.com/114. And we did miss one last week. Just got away from us. We did some moving. Really, we have no excuse. We just got lazy. What happened is we like to record these on the weekend. And this weekend that just passed, the weekend that would have went up last week, we moved. And then we went to
an event,
which we'll talk about in this episode. And then the next day we did some other things. So we just kind of got like sidetracked. And then it was like Sunday evening and I was like, oh no, we didn't do an episode. And so then it's kind of a struggle to actually get an episode recorded during the week. And then it just got away from us. And by the time we knew it was like Thursday or Friday, and I was like, well, at this point, we're just going to put one up next week. We're not going to put one up this week.
Yeah. In the end, excuses.
Yeah, yeah. Our goal this year was to do as close to 52 as possible, and I think we've already missed a couple. We just have to beat last year.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal, right?
Yep.
Well, where did we leave off on our last update episode, which was thefeolas.com/111?
Yeah, I think that was in January, and we kind of ended it on...
You were hoping. You had your hopes up.
It was... Yep. The end of the last update podcast, we were talking about the Detroit Lions, and they were going to the NFC Championship game, and I was super pumped for them because I've been a lifelong Lions fan, even though the last few years I really haven't paid much attention to football because it's a little harder on the road when you don't have, like, a home channel. Like, back in Michigan, it was easy to watch the Lions or listen to the Lions on the radio or however you wanted to see them or hear them. But here, it's like, if you don't have 22 streaming services... which we don't care to have, you know, like ESPN Plus and all those things. So no, I didn't really worry about it. I just get updates on my phone and I try to catch a game here and there. But if you watch football, you know that they did not make it.
Yep, you were bummed.
Yeah, it was a sad day.
Close.
But either way.
But it started off good, but then was like a normal Lions game where it goes downhill.
Really fast. When we were back at the RV park, we did end up going to Super Bowl potluck dinner, Super Bowl party. I had a bunch of people here, some friends of ours that we met in the hot tub, organized a little get-together because nobody really had any plans for it. So they put it together. We all brought some stuff to eat and drink.
And they watched the game down there?
Yep.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was fun. I just went for the commercials because I didn't really have a team in it. But that was a good time. We... pretty much spent the whole time down there and then got filled up on food, saw some good stuff. And also at the beginning of this month while we were here, we went from...
Well, last month, right?
Yeah, last month. We went from blue skies and sunny to some very irregular weather for around here.
Yeah, one of the days it was like gloomy. I don't even know what that means in Yuma. Like gloomy skies, I don't think... we ever get gloomy skies. It's always blue.
Well, it went from blue sky to just overcast to like an insane thunderstorm. Yeah, the black clouds rolled in, and it just started downpouring, and it was super windy. There was people's stuff flying all over the place.
Yeah, floating.
Awnings ripping off. Yeah, floating debris. And a lot of flooding happened because here in the desert, when it rains a lot really fast, it's got nowhere to go.
I finally
got to go drive around and look at some of these washes.
Yeah, so Tony's been wanting to do this. It's actually rained more this season down here than I think it's ever rained since we've been here. Since we've been coming down here, I should say. And there was another time when we first came down here that it rained really hard. Not like this. This was like, I mean, I think it rained when it was still sunny.
It was like the first week that we were here this season, and it downpoured for like a few hours. And I was super excited to go out and check out all the washes because I just like to see that kind of stuff because I told them no here.
Because they actually sent out an alert.
There was like phone warnings, alerts, and
they sent out an alert saying not to do it. So I'm like, you don't need to go and get in the way of the people that are actually trying to get places. Like, that's silly. All the first responders out there listening are like, she's smart, he's not.
Flash flooding is a spectator sport around here, just so you know. I was not alone when I was out looking at all the flowing water.
So the second time around, he didn't let me say no. He was out before I could answer.
Running to the store, bye. No. I went out intentionally just to kind of like check it out, take some pictures and videos, because it's kind of like a not very often happening around here.
But it was still pretty interesting. I mean, don't get us wrong. Like, we're still obsessed with the weather here. It has been blue skies every day except for maybe the 3 days that it rained. But it's still just weird because, you know, we don't see a lot of rain. I will say that it has livened up the desert like I've never seen in my life.
It's crazy green everywhere. There's, like, grass growing in the desert.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, when we were driving home from Lake Havasu, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, look at it. It's like grass growing. And it's not real grass, but it's still like very green and very grassy looking. And I was telling Tony, I'm like, you know what's crazy is, you know, in normal areas like Michigan, for example, if there was like an area that wasn't grassy and it rained, like it would just be muddy.
Yep.
Like it wouldn't grow green. This though, however, it's like it just sits under the crust. The desert crust waiting for some water.
Yeah, big time.
And when it comes out, it's like flourishes. It's just pretty, really pretty.
Yeah, and we've seen all kinds of desert wildflowers and cactus blooms.
We've seen lots and lots of ocotillos.
Yep, they're super green right now, and they're starting to get a little of their red flowers on top.
We haven't seen a lot of saguaros. I'm sad.
No, there's not a lot of saguaros in this area. But we do see, like, the prickly pears, like, just this past weekend we went on a Jeep trail.
We saw a couple other ones, like barrel cactuses.
Yep.
We saw some prickly pear on a Jeep trail, like, yesterday. When did we go?
A few days ago.
And we saw some prickly pear on there with pink flowers that literally needed, like, the color needed to be turned down to see them.
Yeah, they were so vivid. It was, like, neon pink.
I was like, we need to, like, adjust our camera settings for this photo to be, like, not real. It was funny.
I do love it. Like around this time last year, we were in Big Bend and the same thing was happening. Mm-hmm. Like all the cacti were just exploding.
I do want to see the red flowers though on the ocotillo. Those are so cool looking. And I feel like we saw them 1 year really well and then we haven't really seen them again.
Yeah. Well, we were here last winter and we left a little early.
Yeah, but where we went, they had them and true. I didn't see any flowers there. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I didn't really see many.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully this year they do that.
But we still have a little bit of driving around in the desert to do. We'll still see some.
Next, we had to deal with a sick dog. Freya ended up getting
some sort of respiratory illness.
Yeah, she was coughing forever.
Coughing and reverse sneezing, if you've ever heard dogs do that. It's like where they're snorting a lot, like in a row. That's like reverse sneezing, I guess. I learned that from the vet.
It sounds like they're like trying to, it's like a cat trying to hack up like a hairball
exactly.
or something.
Yeah.
At first, we actually thought she did get something stuck in her throat.
Yep.
And then we thought she may have, like, got a burr in her nose because where we were at that time, there were a lot of, like, little tiny burrs. But, yeah, apparently she had some kind of respiratory infection. We had to get her medicine, so that cost some money.
Yep. It's one of those things. We've had a podcast before about it. talking about struggles with finding good vets on the road and stuff. We do kind of have a vet here in Yuma, but they seem to be like one of the more expensive ones somehow. We ended up just being with them.
Well, just when we're in this area. So we also had to get like their yearly like heartworm and vaccine, like rabies, that kind of stuff. We had to do that as well. And when I was looking up the records, we ended up doing that last time in Vegas. And it was like, I don't know, $100 cheaper.
Well, it was,
I kind of wish we would have went there.
Yeah, well, Elsa was 3 years ago. So her 3-year rabies was due again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like, it was dirt cheap there at that vet in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I'm kind of bummed we weren't able to go back there because that would have been better. But we ended up just doing it, whatever. So yeah, two different vets. Oh, by the way, Freya couldn't get her vaccines that time,
yeah,
of course, because that would be cheaper. So she had to go back and pay another office visit, which is another crazy whole thing that gets me going.
Yeah, yeah.
The office visit fee. But yeah, so she's better now, but she still kind of does it every once in a while. I hope she doesn't have allergies or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like comes and goes here and there, so...
It was really sad because when Dad came home and said she was sick, I was like, is it like a deadly sickness?
Well, the first thing that we did when we kind of figured out it was not something lodged in her nose or sinus and it was like some sort of illness. Of course, there's some doomsday canine virus going around the country that's like unidentified. Of course, that's everything. All the symptoms and stuff are similar to that, but the doctor said it was not that. Thankfully.
Yeah, good.
She was super sad, though. Like, the dog, Freya, was super sad and mopey for, like, a few days. She would, like, mope around the house. You could tell she was sick. It was not cute because she was sick, but at the same time cute because we don't ever see her like that.
Yeah, she's always... Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. So it was cute to see her sweet.
Or ripping off faces of her dog toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But we did that, and then... Shortly after that, we got to go visit Lake Havasu, which was super cool.
Yeah, so instead of sticking around Yuma, because this would be like the third time that we've left the RV park for our 7 days, instead of staying close, we decided we were going to check out a new area because everybody talks about Lake Havasu and how pretty it is and how boondocking friendly it is. So we decided we had to look at it. So we made the trip. And from Yuma, it was about 3 hours. It wasn't too bad.
I actually liked it. I missed 3 hours.
I know, you guys
drives.
Like long road trips in the RV, but you're not driving it.
Yeah, it was nice. I like the road trips too.
But that's an easy drive from here to there. It's fairly flat the whole way until you get towards the lake area. Then it gets a little hilly, but nothing major. But the whole drive in was pretty.
There's a lot of campgrounds there.
Ton of campgrounds, a ton of boondocking.
Mm-hmm. There's so much boondocking.
Yep. And we actually ended up staying kind of at the more of the southern end of the lake close to Parker Dam. We stayed at this Arizona State Trust land called the Steppes, found it in Campendium, had a lot of good reviews.
It's so cool. There's like the steppes are actually like these ledges that were used for mining.
Yep.
And you can camp on each one, or some of them.
Yeah, it's set up almost perfect for camping.
Mm-hmm.
Other than it's a little rough getting in. Like there's a big main area down at the bottom off the main road where there was a lot of big rigs kind of congregating. Most of the people were there. And then as you get a little bit further up the road, they start to spread out a lot more. And then, but the road gets a little rougher. That's probably why.
Yeah. And each campsite is a little, there's a little bit more rocks in it.
Yeah.
Bigger rocks. But it's so cool. You have like your own little ledge that you can camp on.
Yeah. Yeah, and we chose to go up a few steps, I guess, to get a little better view. We could kind of see, we could see the lake from there.
Yeah, and the higher you go, the better you can see the lake. Yep. If we went to the top step, we probably could have seen the lake super good.
Yeah, there was people in like pull behind camper trailers and stuff up there. A lot of vans go up there because it's easier for them to get up there.
Our campsite was perfect because. Two levels above it was like a little rock maze, but it wasn't actually like a little maze. And it was like this pathway of rocks. It was super cool.
Yeah, somebody had cleared a path, like raked all the rocks out, and then they made a little rock border along the whole thing. And it was kind of like a maze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And then there was like a border, a little spot that was like a border. It kind of looked like a house, like a ruins.
It's a very cool area, but it is very rocky. Yeah. Like, walking from the Jeep to the RV, it's not like you're running around there, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't care for was, if I had a rake, like a hard rake, I could have actually raked our whole area out and made it smooth, because I've seen a few spots where people did that. But there are, like, good size rocks. It's not even, like, gravel. It's, like, rock chunks everywhere.
Yeah, like, break your ankle.
Yep. And the dogs didn't really care for that either, because they couldn't run around. Like, we, like... We let them off leash a lot when we're boondocking with their collars on, and they stay close, but, and usually they'll run around chasing each other, but also especially if she didn't really care for it at all.
Yeah, it was funny that Tony and Lexi ended up going for a little walk, and they went up the mountain and around the mountain, and they were coming down, and I let Freya out to run over to them, and, you know, Tony was calling her, and she's like,
she's
no.
Still, yeah, she just stood there like, I'll just let you come to me.
Yeah. And it could be because that was like really far away from her. She's not, you know, she's used to being right with us, which yeah. is actually really good. We don't, maybe she won't run away from us. It could also be just because it was so rocky and she's like, no thanks.
Or she was scared to go down the ledges.
Yeah, there was one little ledge there, but yep. shouldn't have been too big of a deal.
And that the rocky area is mainly on like the steps portion. The lower area is more just like dirt and gravel. So if you're looking for a quick overnight, easy in and out, that lower portion is pretty wide open. You can just get any size rig in there, in and out, very easy.
Now, that being said, it's about, what, 20 minutes from yep. the city there?
Yep. About 20 minutes south of Lake Havasu City. So
and about 20 minutes from Parker?
Yeah, about 20.
Okay, so you're right in the middle of kind of both of them. I would say the next time we go there, we probably won't stay there. We'll probably get closer to Lake Havasu area because yeah. There is a ton of boondocking the more you drive as well. This is kind of your first spot, and then there's more boondocking after that.
Unfortunately, there's really no boondocking spots right on the water, but you can get a little closer, like at that steps area. If you go across the road, there is still even more flat areas where you can camp out there. And you have a little bit of view of the lake, but it's still really, you don't have that great of access to it because it's still hilly.
Mm-hmm. We did end up going into town, though, and finding an area that you could drive out to, like, with your car.
Yep.
And that was really cool. You cannot camp there. You can't stay there, but you could stay there all day, especially if you have, like, a van or something. You could go there for the day and hang out. But we went to an area and the kids like kind of swam a little bit. It was freezing cold. So
yeah, the lake was very cold. It's actually called Body Beach. It's super cool, very clean. Although that section right there, there is a jet ski racetrack. So
which was a little wild.
They're pretty awesome. I think I got some drone video of that too. I should share that with you guys.
yeah, you should.
One of these days.
But yeah, we hung out there for a little bit. It was hot. Like the sun was really hot, but the water was cold. And so we only stayed for a little bit. And I think I was starving. I think we were supposed to go get food before that. And we ended up going after. I was like, cause we didn't know we were going to find such a cool little spot, I think. So we were going to go get food before, but either way, Freya and Elsa hung out, played in the water a little bit, and Freya drank a ton of water.
Out of the lake, which the lake. When she started, I don't know if I said it out loud or thought to myself, I really don't think she's supposed to be drinking lake water unless they're used to it, you know, which she's not. She's a filtered water dog.
not just water out of the faucet. She drinks our filtered water.
Oh, yeah.
So she ended up getting pretty sick again.
Yeah, like a stomach bug, some sort of bacteria in the water.
Yeah, it took a few days.
That was fun.
That area, though, is so cool. Like, the swimming was fun. We ended up going downtown. We saw the London Bridge, which is fun.
Yep.
That's actually from London.
Yep.
They gave it
if you don't know the story, yeah, there's some business guy in from Lake Havasu purchased the old London Bridge. So they disassembled it brick by brick. He had it shipped here, and then they reassembled the whole thing.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the old London Bridge? I didn't realize it was the actual bridge.
Yeah. What do you mean the actual? They just call it the London Bridge?
Yeah, I thought it was like a replica.
No. They actually dismantled the old one, brought it here, and put it back together.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was he like British or something?
I don't know. He just saw a unique opportunity, I guess. I read the whole thing, but I don't remember the details of it.
That's so weird. We ended up going to dinner right on the canal. Is that like a canal
yep.
there?
Yep.
And it was really good.
Yeah, that's called the Javelina Cantina. It's Mexican food.
Yep. We had some good tacos.
They had some good salsa, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lexi had a ton of salsa, a ton of tacos. Like, her and I both had ate way too much. We were, like, rolling out of there.
And we had leftovers. They were good, pretty good-sized meals for what you get. Mm-hmm. Kylie, what did you have?
Chicken fingers or something?
No.
Sorry.
I had a taco. I had a taco and french fries, which I didn't eat because I got full on the taco. And the taco was so good. And then for dessert, we had fried ice cream.
Yep, that was a kid's first time having fried ice cream.
It was so good. It was like a bowl. It's like a churro bowl.
Yeah.
It's like churros, but in a bowl. It doesn't have that weird that stuff inside, though. But then there's ice cream in it, and then there's like this like caramelized coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the fried part, yeah. Yeah. The ice cream is like fried, yeah.
And then there's ice cream and chocolate. I think there's chocolate on it. It was so good.
It was very good. And the tacos were really good. The meat was so juicy and ugh.
Yeah,
I'm
I had
kind
like
of craving one of those right now, actually. Yeah.
I had like some enchilada platter with like a mix of different enchiladas. That was really good. It was like a huge plate filled with like rice and beans and all the pico and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was good food. And it was right on the water, like during a busy time or something. That would be really cool to sit there and people watch. And,
yeah.
Because it's right out on like a deck, so you can see everything, which is cool.
And yeah, then, we sat outside and watched. There was some sweet boats going by.
The other cool thing is they were having like some kind of annual thing.
It was like the winter blast, I think. Yeah. It was like a 3 or 4 day event that they were having there, like around where the racetrack. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where the event was, but we do know there was fireworks by the racetracks.
Every night.
Yeah, every night. What, Thursday through Sunday or something? Every night they had a fireworks display, and it was really cool. Like, all the people were up in the hills.
Yep.
And just pulled off and then drove up into the hills. And
yeah, there was RVs everywhere. There was thousands of people side by side like crazy. That's a very big hot spot for off-roading side-by-sides and Jeeps and stuff. So those things were everywhere. But everybody was all set up with their little fire pits and fires and grills and, like, just for these fireworks displays.
Yeah, which is really cool. Which, by the way, we should mention that we ended up buying and we'll talk about this later as well, but we ended up buying a fire pit, propane fire pit, which we'll talk about later. But we brought it here, and we had a couple fires at the Lake Havasu, which was really nice. And it's so nice to have a fire without smelling like wood and needing to take a shower or anything.
Yeah, just turning it on, enjoying it, and turning it off.
Mm-hmm. And it's still hot, so you still have to wait for the fire pit to cool down. But other than that, it's just so convenient. Like, you just shut it off and go in the house.
Yep.
But we saw a lot of those. A lot of people had their, like, propane fire pits out and stuff, which was really cool. So I feel like next time we go there, we need to get closer to the action.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like we're a little late on the propane fire pit train there, but...
Yeah.
And then one of the days... It must have been on a weekend.
I think it was like Sunday or something. And the girls and I just wanted to be lazy. And you're like,
I was like, I want to go explore. I want to go to the Parker Dam. And you guys are like, see ya. Okay, I guess that means nobody else wants to go with me.
Well, what was funny though is you were kind of like, well, so I guess I'll just do nothing too. And I'm like, you can go by yourself. And you're like, oh, I guess I can. It's so funny.
So I went and explored Parker Dam by myself. Had a great time, by the way. I like that kind of stuff. I've talked about it on podcasts before. Like, anytime we see a dam, you guys make fun of me. Like, oh, great. We got to stop and look at this dam.
I said, once you've seen one, you've seen them all. I don't really care to go. I'd rather just hang out here.
But it was cool. You can't walk across this one. You have to drive. So you can. There's areas on both sides where you can park, check it all out, read all the signs. Drive to the other side and do the same. But I met some people. We were all there taking pictures and talking about the dam. And that whole area, if you go beyond the dam a little further toward Lake Havasu, there's like another little recreation area, parking lot, boat ramp. It's really cool, really pretty.
Oh, my gosh. The road right there when you're driving into Lake Havasu and, like, you know, Parker area and where we were boondocking – is so pretty. There's so much green right by the water, And then you have all the mountains and, you know, how they just the water is carved into the mountains. I don't know. It's just such a pretty area. I was very, very impressed. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. I was thinking just like a small lake. And it is huge. It's a huge lake.
Yeah.
And
yes, you really had no idea what Lake Havasu was. You're like, when we got there, you're like, what is this place? I thought we were, I feel like you thought that it was like a man-made pond or something.
Technically.
It's man-made, but it's like 40 miles long.
I know, technically it is man-made. So in my head, I was thinking just like a lake with just some people around it, I guess. I don't know. So it was funny. I was actually telling some people we met, you know, they were thinking about going to the area as well. And I was like, yeah, just stop in and see us or, you know, boondock near us. Yeah. 'Cause they were thinking about boondocking as well. It's like, you boondock near us, thinking that it's just this small area. And we get there and I'm like, oh my gosh, there was like 25 places you can boondock, just areas, big areas of boondocking. There's no way they'd be able to find us. It was just a crazy, way different than I was expecting. It's definitely a little bit more of a party area, I think.
Yeah.
You have a lot more, like, money. It's definitely a different area than here, for example. You have the gated housing, which were, like, million-dollar houses and stuff. Like, you don't see that here.
Yeah, there you get, once you're, like, right in Lake Havasu City, you've got tons of big neighborhoods with the modern architecture and infinity pools and stuff like that, so... There's definitely big money there, and just for me, I noticed right away with the boats.
Yeah, expensive, you know, boats.
Yeah, million-dollar boats flying around that place all over.
I noticed with the grass.
Yep.
There's a lot of grass there.
The bright green manicured lawn.
Which tells you something when you're in the middle of the desert and you have grass. So.
But all in all, that was a fun week. Yep. We stayed fairly busy that week, you know. Outside of normal daily routine, just exploring and checking stuff out.
The other great thing about that was the weather was perfect. It was very chilly at night, so we could open our windows and, you know, the fresh air was coming in. There was no one around us, so it was like silent. You could have the windows open. And I remember laying there in bed one of the nights being like, oh, this is why we like boondocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's no humidity.
No humidity. So, I mean, it was just really nice. I was highly impressed.
And also while we were there, an event came up that I was excited about. It was hosted at like the Lake Havasu Aquatic Center or something like that. The Havasu Four Wheelers were having an event and hosting the Blue Ribbon Coalition, who we've talked about before on our podcast about like preserving public lands, access and stuff. Like they fight all over the country in all these states, these battles, legal battles, to keep land open to the public.
And we've mentioned Blue Ribbon Coalition before on a different podcast. We became members, I think, at the end of last year.
Yep.
And we ended up getting the Trails Guide book that they give with Trails Off-Road. This is a great organization. You should definitely check them out. And it was really neat for you to go and actually talk to him. So,
yeah, they had the executive director, I think he is a position, of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. And his name is Ben. He knows about everything related to all these issues, these land closures, whether it's for biking, snowmobiling, he does water stuff. Like he mentioned there, like if they ever come for your boats, call me. He's not a lawyer, but they do have lawyers. But they do it all off-road, all that stuff. And they fight. They like constantly are fighting these battles.
One of the big things that they encourage, especially for the trails, is mapping these trails and getting out on these trails, because the argument that the other side has is nobody's using them anyways, let's close them. So if we can show that people are using and enjoying this public land, which, by the way, it's your land, so you should be using it, then we can keep them open.
Yeah.
And so this is where Trails Off-Road comes in play, is that's their goal, is to map trails as well. So this is a great partnership between Trails Off-Road and Blue Ribbon Coalition, and I love it because it's something I believe in, both of the things. And on top of all of that, it's politics, and I love politics. Yeah. So, yeah. So this is like right down something that I love for sure.
Yeah, and it was interesting to hear what he had to say. And the reason why he was even in Arizona is because there is a large land area that the Department of Interior is making this travel management plan. And that's what happens before they put all these plans in place to close areas to recreate, outdoor recreation. So other than hiking, maybe, you know, just foot traffic, it's definitely worth, and this could be, you know, years down the road and then, you know, legal battles after that. But it can happen because it happened in Moab. You know, they were in that. That was a 10, 12 year legal battle to keep trails open there. And they ended up closing a good portion, 300 miles of trails.
And the thing, too, to think about, you know, if you're just a hiker and you're like, well, whatever, we'll just let it close. Just remember that sometimes you have to drive out to your favorite hike or to the hike that you want to do. And if that road gets closed, then technically you're going to have to hike the entire way.
Your trailhead moves back 10 miles, 12 miles or more. So keep that in mind.
We'll link them in the show notes, and it's definitely good for you to check it out, especially if you do any off-roading with any kind of vehicle.
Yep.
Definitely check them out. They're a great group.
And not just that, I do need to mention, he could potentially be on our podcast at some point talking about dispersed camping, because that is something that they've fought for as well, is not just off-road recreation. It's just these some of these public land areas used by dispersed campers. That's how this some of these issues came up in the first place. So they fought that. So that's what, you know, for us, obviously dispersed camping and off-roading, but he knows his stuff, and I would love to talk to him about that.
Yeah, for sure. But one more fun thing to talk about, and that is we went to another Howling at the Moon. We talked about this in the last update episode, how we went. We were very unprepared. We did take our chairs, but other than that, that's all we had. I had flip-flops on, and this is another really rocky area.
Yeah.
I was just not expecting what we saw there, I guess. I don't know what I was expecting. Like, you get out of your car and you just walk over, so, like, I didn't think it was this big, huge event. And I really went to laugh at them. Not make it fun of them, but laugh with them, I guess. Like, enjoy, like, just see the entertainment and laugh at the situation that we're, like, howling at the moon.
We're big people watchers, and not in a bad way. Like,
no, I love like, people having fun, and I just wanted to see this. I was people are howling at the moon. Like, when Tony showed me the video, I couldn't believe it. And we went there, and it was exactly what I expected, but so much cooler. And I told him when we were sitting there, like, we're coming again next month, and we're totally coming prepared. Like, we're going to have, like, the full setup.
We're gearing up.
And, like, I joked with him, like, I see us here when we're, you know, old.
Yeah.
And our kids are moved out. Like, we're going to be coming to these events. These are our people. This event is super cool. We ended up getting the propane tank, the propane fire pit for that event specifically, but we have used it other times.
That was definitely the catalyst.
Yeah. And then we ended up buying a wagon to, like, pull all our stuff out there because it's a little ways away from where you're sitting or a little ways away from where you're parking. But we ended up, you know, packing that wagon full of everything.
Yeah.
And we set up this little area. We ended up getting some food there. We got some tacos and.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the tacos.
So.
What kind of tacos did you get?
So I got the, first of all, they had tacos and they had pizza, a different place.
There was multiple food trucks there.
And I wanted both. So I'm thankful that I got both because I was not a fan of the tacos. But we ended up, they had beef tacos and then Hawaiian pork. And I got really excited for the Hawaiian pork because when we went to Hawaii, we had pulled pork and it was amazing. So that's kind of what I was thinking, like pulled pork on a tortilla. But it wasn't that. It had coleslaw on it. That's weird to me. So I had all these tacos we couldn't eat.
Between the four of us, we ordered 5 tacos, right? 2 beef and 3 pork.
And then we got a pizza. And we were just going to share everything.
At the same time, because the taco line was very short and we got our food within 10 minutes. The pizza, they were an hour behind. So they were taking orders.
We should have known better right there.
They were taking orders, but that's fine because we got our first food and we ate that. And then an hour later, we had pizza. And it was a small pizza. It was probably like a 13-inch pizza between the four of us. It was a couple pieces apiece.
That was good pizza.
Yeah, it was. And even for you, Lexi, you're not a big pizza eater, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was good. But luckily, I had ordered the two beef tacos because I wasn't sure about the other thing. And we didn't ask. We didn't think to ask what exactly came on the Hawaiian one. But I ended up eating, I think,
three
pork ones and didn't get a beef one. And you guys ate the beef ones and some pizza.
Yeah, I was expecting something different. I don't know what I was thinking. But that being said, we do need to make some pulled pork tacos because I'm in the mood for that now. But the pizza was really good.
Yeah.
And then the music was good. Mm-hmm. Everyone was having fun. We got to sit there and listen. Although this one wasn't as cool as the other one because the moon was hidden by some clouds.
Yeah, it was pretty overcast.
So people started leaving because they kind of leave right afterwards. There were some people that stayed. The music stopped as well. That kind of made people leave. And then they started back up again with music, but it was after people already started leaving. And then the moon popped out, and they were howling, but not near as good as the first time we were there.
Yeah, the first time we went, it was a clear sky, and it was awesome to see it come up from behind the mountains. This one, you kind of had to wait. You could see the glow behind the clouds, and then, what is it, probably about 20 minutes later, it kind of peeked out from behind the clouds. There was like a break, and you could see it. So everybody started howling again. Like, it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah, so they howled, like, multiple times this time. Yeah. It was kind of interesting. But it was still so much fun. It's such a great gathering of people. Everyone is having so much fun, and it's just a different kind of event. I don't know. I highly recommend it. If you're in the Foothills area or Yuma area, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and it's super family-friendly. It's not, like, crazy. People aren't crazy there, and it's not, like, an all-night event. I don't know. We left it, I think, 8... And there was still some people there, but I can't imagine anybody was left by 9:30. So it's not like a big all-nighter, crazy party scene, you know?
No, they leave about an hour after the moon comes up, I would say, after the howling. The music stops at what time?
I don't know.
Moonrise? Like, I think whatever time
the Shortly moon, after.
Yeah, I think whatever time the moon is supposed to rise is when she actually said it on the mic, and I can't remember what she said now. But I think that's when the music stops. So if you think about it, most people start leaving after that.
Yep. But there were, I would guess at this one, there was probably a couple thousand people. There were cars everywhere. There was, I think they said on their Facebook page, there was the most RVs there that they've ever had.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you can also stay there for $10 a night.
Yep.
I don't know how far in advance you can stay there or how far long after.
Yeah, I don't know.
But at least while the event's going on, and it's a 2-day event, so... At least those 2 days, I'm assuming you can stay. It is boondocking, though. But.
And unfortunately, we're leaving this area the day of the last howling of this season.
I know, which is a bummer because we could have gone to that as well.
But that's okay. We'll be back in the fall, well, the winter. And now we have something to look forward to every month.
Yeah. I think that's about it. Anything else?
That was the first time we took our wagon anywhere. And someone came by and gave us an entire bag of candy.
Yeah. Do you guys still have some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a big group behind us, and they all had all kinds of snacks and foods and candy and stuff like that. And did they come over once before?
Yeah.
To give you some?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
That was somebody else. Yeah, there's a popcorn vendor that sells these huge bags of popcorn.
They're like 3 feet, yeah. 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Filled to the brim with popcorn. Like, you can't even close the top.
No. And she had apparently had her fill, and she wanted to know if we wanted it or wanted some.
Yeah, she just wanted to give us some, and we had, like, nowhere to put it.
Like, I was like, you know, I'd love to have some, but I don't really have anywhere to put it. Could have just put it in the wagon. But then, yeah, somebody else came over from the group behind us, and she had this huge bag of candy, and she's like, do you guys want this? And then finally, the most recent thing that we've done, we actually mapped a trail for Trails Off-Road. We got to do some exploring in the Jeep for the first time in a while because we've been having some gremlins with it. So we spent all day Sunday out doing a Jeep trail.
Yeah, and that was really fun. We actually drove out to... The Valley, is it the Valley of Names? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Valley of the Names. It's actually on the California side of the river, but it's a few miles out there. It's actually doable in pretty much, I would say, almost any type of vehicle, maybe at least a high clearance vehicle. not necessarily an off-road vehicle or a four-wheel drive or anything, but it's super cool. This area dates back to World War II, where soldiers were training there, and they started forming all these little rock creations and writing their names and putting messages out there with rocks that they've gathered up. So over the last 70 or 80 years, people do that, and there's thousands of names just on these hillsides and stuff out there. And there's roads that split between all of them, all these washes and hills and valleys.
We'll share a video hopefully on that too, because you took some drone there as well. And it's right near this Jeep trail. Well, it's off-road trail, but it's actually pretty dirt. Like, I think.
Yeah, the one that we did is mostly just dirt.
Yeah.
Even just gravel. But there's.
Very scenic through there.
It's super scenic. And there, it's mostly on BLM land. And there's trails, spur trails, everywhere on both sides. So you could spend days and days out there driving around on all these different trails. This is just kind of like the main artery for those. And it goes all the way up to Picacho State Park. But the biggest thing is, like, the views here are awesome, because once you start getting further north, there's this huge mountain called Picacho Peak, and it just sticks up past everything else. And it's kind of by itself. So it's pretty neat. It's very pretty.
It was a good starter trail for us.
Yeah.
Because we still kind of have a Jeep repair we need to get done.
Yeah, we're going to have that done next week.
Yeah, so we didn't want to do anything too crazy or wild. So this was like a starting back up off-roading, and it was fun. It was a fun trail.
Yeah.
I liked being out in the Jeep. We had the tops off.
Yep.
It's nice. And we did an upgrade to the Jeep.
Yeah, one thing, because Kylie has been in a car seat harness for a while.
It's okay. Hold on. People are going to make fun of me here. It is a booster seat harness. Yeah. 4-point harness, 5-point harness. And it's made for her age. It's made for, like,
I think
she's
made up to like 100 pounds or more.
Yeah. So technically she still could be in it. So don't get on my case. All right. I want my baby super safe. So they both have the same, car seat booster set. Yeah, it was for 5-point harness. Well, we wanted to get rid of them, especially for Kylie, because she touches the floor.
She's growing like a weed now, so she's tall.
She touches the floor while she's in it. So I said, you know, I still want them to be in some kind of harness, even if it's just like a 4-point harness. And the reason is, I just don't think that regular seatbelts are that safe on kids. They get all, like, lopsided. They're never on right. I mean, I don't even wear mine correctly most of the time. I have it, like, pulled off to the side. So it's just not very safe, to be honest. And these are my precious assets, okay? I begged Tony to install a
harness bar.
Yep. And then
they make them specifically for our Jeep. It's like it's for the rear seat. It bolts directly onto the roll bar. And we bought some nice PRP 4-point harnesses. So Kylie has hers now.
Yeah.
I had to remove the back seat to bolt down the new harness and all that stuff.
Now I have this like jet harness.
Yeah, she feels like she's like a astronaut or a pilot.
She was giving me a hard time the other day. I was like, well, we can just go in and wait for Dad. You were doing something and she wanted to go somewhere with you. I was like, well, we can go in the house and just wait for him. And she's like, all right, I'm taking off my aviator belt. Like, whatever.
It is super cool, though. It's like, you know, obviously it's fully adjustable, and we can, if we needed to, we could cinch it down really good so she can't move at all.
Yeah. And if we go upside down in the Jeep, you're going to be safe.
You're just
going to
be hanging there.
I'm going to be perfect. Like a bat.
Yep. And so is Lexi. Lexi is, she has a harness as well that we bought for her. I haven't installed that yet. So once we get her a new booster, which is on the way, I can put that in. I've got to take her seat out.
Yeah, we're just getting her, like, the booster part. So the difference between what she has now and what we bought is it's just the booster part where, like, the seatbelt goes into, where this one that she has now is, like, it's actually a car seat booster. It's for older kids. So the one that she has now we're getting rid of and then getting her just a booster.
So we have two Britax car seats for sale if anybody wants them.
And they're very nice. They're, like, top of the line. So if you want something for that, let us know. We're going to put those up for sale. But we're hooking Lexi up now. And then we also bought GMRS radios that we have to
install. Yeah, we finally got some good communications in the Jeep.
Yeah. Well, we don't have it in the Jeep yet. You have to install it still.
I do have to install it, so.
We'll let you know more about that later once we play with it. But we ended up buying one that we install in the Jeep, and then we bought some handhelds. And we've already tested the handhelds out, and those work really good.
Yeah, I drove 2 miles away and was still talking to you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So that's exciting. So some add-ons to the Jeep. We bought some other fun accessories, too, that we're going to start putting in.
Yep.
So we'll let you know about all of that. I think that's it. Is that it? Is that everything?
Pretty much.
Other than that, we've been getting stuff ready because in 1 month, less than a month, we're actually going to be starting our traveling again, like traveling north. We got a lot of things in store soon.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out how we want to handle this because we have a lot of things that we're not going to need on the entire trip that we would love to, like, maybe get a storage unit here in Arizona or something. I don't know. It's a lot of little things that we'd like to leave, like all the Christmas stuff, because we're not going to need it again until we get back here next year.
Yep. Yeah, I would love to be able to dump most of our garages out into a storage unit because we're just coming back. Then we can just, it's not like I'm putting extra stuff in there. It's just stuff that we don't need to take to Canada with us and back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
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 No, it was the Super Bowl day.
What?
So on the Acatillo, is it Acatillo?
Yep.
I think the episode that we recorded was Super Bowl day because we were literally.
It was, no.
Okay, you're right. Then ignore me, take
off. I wouldn't
have
said go Lions for the Super Bowl because they didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And if you follow football.
Let me.
Can you just turn your volume down?
Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know. What did I say? What was I saying?
Did you just mention him on the podcast? I wasn't. I was zoning out.
Yeah. For her as well.
Sorry, I was poking you to hold on.
She's over.